Hey friend, it's Friday, and that means it's Faith Bomb Friday. Faith Bomb Friday is a quick space for me to highlight a scripture that jumped out to me this week and just share my thoughts, and hopefully give you a quick win for you to finish out this week and finish strong. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughters. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I am so thankful for you and for listening in, and just thankful for this opportunity to share my heart with you. And I just pray that you are challenged and blessed and encouraged in some way, and that you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day. If you are new here, so glad you found your way here. And I hope that this is a blessing to you in some way today. Before we jump in, I just wanted to encourage you to go listen to Wednesday's episode if you haven't yet. I just kind of give a little bit of update about where I've been, why I haven't been around, why new episodes haven't come out, what's been going on with me, and I would just love for you to hear my heart on that if you haven't yet. Also, a quick reminder, if you are on the go, if you're having a hard time finding a space to get God's word in because you're so busy and your mom on the go and it's just difficult, I have an amazing resource for you. I have some 30 days of scripture cards that you can print out. I made them so they're really cute and pretty, and you can print them out and put them in your purse if you want to just flip through them while you're at baseball games or football games or softball games, or if you're in your car at the light and you just need some of God's word. So I'm going to link that in the show notes for you to grab those if you want. It's just a great resource for you that I made so you can have God's word on hand all the time. I also like putting them around my house and just kind of hanging them up so that I can read his word as I'm going through and doing chores and all those things. So anywho, let's get to Psalms. We are just taking off where we were before. And so we are in Psalm 86, and I am reading verses 11, 12, and 15. So teach me 11 and 12. Here we go. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. And then verse 15, but you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. So there is a lot of goodness here. And I really highly encourage you just to read all of this chapter to get a little bit more context, but I just was highlighting some of the things I loved about this. An undivided heart, it talks about having an undivided heart, and that's a heart that is not distracted, right? That doesn't have, isn't being given away to multiple things, doesn't have an alliance or an allegiance to other things, right? It's not divided. In my Bible, we've talked about this. I have a section called Truth in Action, and it says, earnestly seek an undivided heart, the fear of the Lord, and a heart of praise. Those three things are so important because when our heart is divided, it's hard for us to fear the Lord in a healthy way. You know, we don't want to be scared of the Lord. We have no reason to be scared of the Lord. He is a good and faithful God, but he is king and ruler over this earth. And so we should have a reverence. When I say fear of the Lord, or when I think of fear of the Lord, I think more of an awe and a reverence and an understanding of how powerful he is, if that makes sense. It's kind of like I always had like a healthy fear of my parents, right? Like I knew they were in charge. Like I wasn't going to do things that they didn't want me to be doing because I had a healthy fear of them and the consequences that were coming down the pipe if I didn't follow them. And that's the same thing here. Like we need to not be scared, not fear as a scaredness, but fear of awe, reverence, and understanding his power and who he is. But back to the undivided heart, it starts with that, right? Not having a heart that is divided, not giving your heart away to all these other things, but keeping your heart on the Lord, or giving your heart fully to the Lord so that he can lead and guide, so that he can walk with us and take us to the places and spaces that he has for us. I love that it says, seek an undivided heart, right? So that's something we have to seek. It's not something that comes naturally for us, right? We have a tendency to give our heart to a lot of things. Excuse me. So we have to seek that. We have to run after that and make a decision and put the work in to seek a heart that is undivided. And then the fear of the Lord, which we talked about. And then a heart of praise, right? I will praise you, verse 12. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. You can't praise him with all of your heart if your heart's divided. And we sing songs like that, right? I will give you my heart. My heart is yours, right? We sing these songs in worship and we declare these things. And I know for me, when I sing them, it's my heart's cry. Like we're trying to make a declaration so that we can make these things happen in our heart. But if you're not, if your heart is divided, it's hard to actually sing those songs and mean it, because you can't praise the Lord with your whole heart if it's being given away to something else or other things, if that makes sense. But I love how verse 15 kind of closes this all out, right? But you, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. So no matter what, like no matter where we are or what we're going through or all the things, or our heart maybe is undivided at the moment and we're getting there, right? We're getting there. We're putting the things into place to get to the places where we're close to God and really chasing him and really close to him. We can still come to this verse and say, but he is compassionate. He is good. He is gracious. He is merciful. He is kind. He is loving, right? All the things. And he is slow to anger. He's abounding in love and faithfulness. That's amazing, right? That's amazing, because no matter what we do, where we go, where we've been, he is always there. He is so faithful and so good. So we have to come back to that. So I guess my point is, like, seek those things, right? Seek to have an undivided heart and a fear of the Lord and to praise him with everything. But don't set yourself up where you're going to feel shame or guilt or anything like that if you make a mistake. Because always come back to, I'm seeking the Lord, I'm chasing after him, I'm doing all the things, and he is a good and faithful God and slow to anger, abounding in love. He is not up there trying to rule and judge us. He is waiting with his arms open wide, and he wants to just walk this life out with you, friend. So anyways, all right, that's all I have for you. I hope you have an amazingly awesome day and weekend. Woo woo. Remember, friend, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love, and walk confidently today as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an awesome rest of your day, and I hope you have some fun plans for the weekend, or maybe just some restful plans. I will see you next week for our regularly scheduled program. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.